This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
You see, if you look at the surah in the Quran, which is very powerful, one of my favorite surahs.
وَالضُّحَى وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا سَجَى مَا وَدَّعَكَ رَبُّكَ وَمَا قَلَى.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar.
وَلَلْآخِرَةُ خَيْرٌ لَكَ مِنَ الْأُولَى وَلَسَوْفَ يُعْطِيكَ رَبُّكَ فَتَرْضَى.
Amazing. I want you to go back this evening and read the meaning of this surah. I want you to go back and read the meaning of this surah and the next one, Surah Al-Sharh. This is Duha and the next one is Sharh. Please go back today on your phone. You can find on Google or wherever you, if you have an app or whatever, you will find it. Read the meaning of the surah, because Allah is explaining and telling us that He will definitely give. He's telling Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, your hereafter is going to be better than this life. And don't think that Allah forsakes you just because the goodness you wanted did not come to you. Very interesting. Do not think that Allah has abandoned you because the goodness you were expecting did not come to you. Don't think Allah left you. He did not leave you, and He will not leave you. You come to Allah, Allah will come to you even more. You walk to Allah, Allah rushes to you. In that surah, Allah Almighty says towards the end,
وَأَمَّا السَّائِلَ فَلَا تَنْهَرْ.
I'm sure you know the verse. Most of us know it, right? Do we know it? Come on, come on, come on. I used to see one program long back. I don't know if it still exists. There was a friend of mine who was managing this. It was called Chinta Quran. And first time I heard the meaning of the word Chinta, it means La. I said, Chinta Allah, Chinta Rasul, Chinta Quran, Muslim. I'm a Muslim, right? May Allah grant us goodness. وَأَمَّا السَّائِلَ فَلَا تَنْهَرْ. As for the one who is asking. Who is the one asking? The beggar. Allah is guiding you about the beggar who you come across. Allah says, when you come across a beggar, a masail, the beggar, the one who comes to you and he asks, now Allah is telling you how to treat him, how to treat the beggar. What did Allah say? Look at how powerful it is. Allah knows every one of us is on a different level, right? Number one. Number two, Allah knows that all the beggars are not the same. Some of them are legit. Some of them are a scam. You agree? Some of them, you look at them, you say, there is a big a network of these people. They are more rich than you. At night, they are driving Bugatti. And in the morning, they are, it can happen. In the daytime, they are standing in the street, one rupiah. Say, only one rupiah. And you know where you are going to give 1 rupiah when the rate to the US dollar is almost 14,000. I know, right? So you will give them so much more. They get it from Indonesia. What is the population? 230 million? 235 million? 275? 280? Ooh, it's growing as I'm speaking. Mashallah. 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 It's good. It's good. Alhamdulillah. So it's so beautiful, because you might be 280, 300, maybe tomorrow morning will be a little bit different. But it's so beautiful, because imagine how big the population is. If you do goodness, even 1 rupiah, if everyone had to give 1 rupiah and half the population or a quarter or a third had to give, you would make 100 million rupiah in a minute. I'm just giving an example. So some beggars, they know, big population, let's go, let's do it. For you, as a human being, it's hard to tell. You have to use your own discretion. While you want to help those who are in need, you also do not want to promote scammers. So now it's very difficult, because I see someone and to me he looks normal. Maybe I don't want to give him. Maybe I want to give him. In Islam, if you feel like you do not want to give, you do not have to give. If there is a doubt in your heart, that this man might use this for drugs or whatever else, or he doesn't need it, or he's part of a scam, or whatever else it may be. It's okay, you don't have to give, because Allah says, وَلَا تَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْإِثْمِ وَالْعُدْوَانِ. Don't help people to do something which is sinful or wrong, enmity and so on. Don't. So it's hard. I'm a human, I don't know what to do. It's hard. So Allah did not say, أَمَّا السَّائِلْ, as for the beggar, give him. Allah didn't say that. Did Allah say, as for the beggar, give him? No, he didn't. He only said, la tanhar, don't rebuke him. Don't abuse him. Don't disrespect him. If you want to give, give respectfully. You don't want to give, don't give respectfully. You know, my father, long back, there was many, many years ago, there was a beggar who used to stand on the road. And in order to just keep him quiet, I said, I looked at him from the window and I said, tomorrow. My father said, are you even going to see this guy tomorrow? Why you said tomorrow? Maybe you can just excuse yourself, or you can say, maybe next time. But don't lie to say, I'll give you tomorrow, when you know you will not even see him maybe tomorrow. Don't give a beggar false hope. And worse than that, don't rebuke him, abuse him. Hey, you are a crook. Who said? How do you know I'm a crook? I know you are part of a scam. Today, Sheikh was telling us in the speech that there's many scams. Come on, come on. You're using my name also to do that. So we need to respect everyone, even those whom we are doubting sometimes. Give offer respect. Allah says, you know what? Your duty is to ensure that you did not do something wrong. Even if they are doing something wrong, their wrong is against them. Your right will be for you. Allah says, وَأَمَّا السَّائِلَ فَلَا تَنْهَرْ. Now my point is, if Allah is telling you that as for the beggar, the most important thing you can give him is dignity and respect. Tell me. Dignity and respect is one of the most important things you can give any human being, including your spouse, your children, your parents, your in-laws, and whoever else it may be. Today, we have lost that respect amongst each other. We don't respect. So even if you treat me like how Allah tells you to treat a beggar, we would solve the problem. You see? We would solve the problem. Look at how beautiful Allah words it. Allah says, you know what? It could have been you. It could have been you, right? Things can change. So imagine it was you and someone rebukes you. They swear you. And so you can leave you don't need to look in that direction. I do it sometimes. People are knocking the window. Don't even look. Just keep on. Astaghfirullah. Oh Allah, help this person. Carry on. And if you are feeling, there are some people you feel for them, you might talk to them, they look like, okay, this person looks decent. You might be making a mistake, but if you made a genuine mistake, Allah will reward you. Don't worry. Allah will reward you because you tried.